Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Welcome to the Learning Well podcast, where we take learning seriously, but not ourselves.
I'm your host, Miriam Taylor, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Lana Jobson. Well, today we have a very exciting episode for you. We're excited to roll out some bonus content, holiday gifts for your favorite L&D professional. We've surveyed our community and we've come up with some really great ideas. We have ideas around books, some subscription ideas, some creative hardware and software ideas, even planning an organization, which might not sound that exciting to some of you, but it's definitely, it's probably something I spend a little bit too much time on, right, Lana? I've gone through way too many iterations of planners and notebooks. And then we have some random ideas from some pretty exceptional and creative people on our team. So this episode is going to be a little different. I'm going to be rolling out some of those ideas, but we're really excited to have multiple guest spots where we have some community members just sharing their ideas and then specifically telling us why they like that product. And, you know, Lana, it occurred to me, I need to back up here. We are not in any way paid endorsers for any of this.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So we are not paid. We are also not responsible. So we we apologize in advance if any of these products don't work the way that you were hoping they do.
Right.
But also, nobody has contacted us for any kind of endorsement. We're always open to that, I suppose I should say that, right? But so these truly are practical tools that we have found that we really like. So let's take a look, first of all, at some types of gifts. I don't want to highlight a lot of books, but we do have three or four books that we have used at our in our community, and just we've heard from other people, have been super useful. And then there's also a brand new one out, and full disclosure, it's in my pile of books, has not been read yet. Mm-hmm. So again, not responsible. But this book is called Think Again by Adam Grant. And I'm just going to read you a little quote in the foreword of it, because I think you will get a taste of what it's all about. The foreword says, Think Again is a must read for anyone who wants to create a culture of learning and exploration, whether at home, at work, or at school. In an increasingly divided world, the lessons in this book are more important than ever. And then this is kind of the quote that really captured or piqued my interest. Intelligence is usually seen as the ability to think and learn. But in a rapidly changing world, there's another set of cognitive skills that might matter more, the ability to rethink and unlearn.
Oh, interesting. That sounds really compelling.
I know. It should probably move to the top of my book pile, right? So, but I really like that there's a focus on culture of learning, but there's also a focus on how we do learn. And I mean, if there's anything we've learned in the recent pandemic is the whole upskilling, reskilling, maybe we should even say unskilling now at times as we learn things. So I think maybe we'll cycle back to this book once we've had a chance to read it and really give you some feedback. But that was a very compelling gift. I should also mention right now in the show notes, you can find links to everything we're talking about here. So we're not going to spend a lot of time going on and on about a specific title or location, but you can find those all in the show notes. The other thing is that there were times where members of our community sort of recommended a class of gifts. And again, I didn't want to be responsible for saying which one is the best. So we usually gave you some sort of list of like top 10, for example, top 10 microphones or whatever that might be. But so that's one book to return to that. Another book we've seen used very, very effectively is something called The Creative Workshop by David Sherwin. And the subtitle there is 80 Challenges to Sharpen Your Design Skills. So this book really could be used in all sorts of creative industries. It's not necessarily just in e-learning or anything like that, but these are very practical. Like it says 80 challenges. So for example, one of them is design a logo, and it has a very like interesting premise to a company. And we had everybody do it. Not just like it's an opportunity for anybody on a team to work within those challenges, just to whether you in this industry happen to be a writer or a developer or an artist or an animator or a copy editor or really anything. There's a lot of challenges. And I found it very useful even just to pull off the shelf sometimes when I'm stuck and just to sort of think through some new idea, some new design idea to get my creative juices flowing.
That'd be great too, to as a team assignment, you know, to roll out a couple of those challenges. That's a great resource.
Yeah, I think it would be perfect for just like professional development or enablement time and just to see what everyone comes up with. So then the third book that we want to take a look at is called Design for How People Learn. It's the second edition by Julie Dirksen. So that is super helpful for the recommendations came from a team member who wasn't directly involved in the learning side of things. And I only say that to say their degree was in, I can't remember if it was graphic design, or they hadn't had a lot of background in learning science, but they wanted to learn and they wanted to know how their designs would aid in the learning. And so this is a book I recommend specifically maybe for someone like a developer or an animator who is sort of tangentially involved. Like they're typically handed a storyboard or handed something to develop, but they want to learn more and they need to learn more. So that's an excellent book. So Lana, I know you probably have some ideas here. I'm going to just mention a few subscriptions. I know we've jumped in and out of a few of them, but as usual, there are subscriptions to places like Udemy, Coursera, LinkedIn Learning, all kinds of master classes, conferences or virtual conferences. A lot of those conferences are put on by big people in this industry, whether it's Learning Solutions, DevLearn, e-learning industry, any of those. Again, we've been to many, many of them, so we don't mean to exclude any, but mm-hmm. these are some that we found useful. We've also found that the virtual conferences tend to be very useful for team members when they can't leave.
Yeah, those really filled in the space where when we couldn't attend in person, and they've really grown, like, so that they're more impactful. So that's been a good outcome.
And I think if you're looking for a gift, you know, you're going to want to get to, you know, that person well enough to know where that subscription might be most useful. But I can, just speaking from experience, I don't think to buy myself a subscription to something, but to have that given to me, like, I would definitely make use of it. So I think that it's a really thoughtful gift and something people would make use of in this industry.
Yeah, that's a great list.
All right, so another category that we like to offer some gift ideas in is planning and organization. That's a topic near and dear to my heart. But Lana here actually is the real master of leading workshops, whether they're in person or virtual. And I know in particular some of the workshops, you talk about having a toolkit or a toolbox, physical things you take. And we're not necessarily recommending specific products here. But in general, what's in your toolkit when you go to lead a workshop so that you're really prepared for anything that might come to you?
Well, Miriam, you just can't have too many sticky notes.
That's right.
Every color, even different sizes, sticky notes we go through them quickly. And
we
so
do.
Sticky notes, you just can't lose with that. And I guess that goes along with whiteboard markers. You've got to have good whiteboard markers. Even sticky tabs that you can place in those books that you just recommended.
Yep, good idea, right?
Yeah, so that you can refer back and take little notes along the way. OneNote planners with tablets, those are really helpful.
Yeah, I mean, I let Lana mention that because if I mentioned it myself, I would just go on and on forever. So I particularly love OneNote, but there are and I'll put some links in the show notes for this, but there are multiple companies out there that now offer a digital download of OneNote into OneNote of a planner, as well as some other planner options that would drop into your iPad. So in particular, like my laptop actually is, I have a pen for it and I can write right on my screen. So that's how I use it. Obviously, it doesn't work quite as well if you're typing all the time, but it will work. So that's another idea. And that's something that I think is a little bit newer out there, finding these digital planners that can be downloaded. And again, the advantage there is that there's multiple templates and you can drag individual pages into where you need them. So it becomes a lot more useful. You can keep your planner, you can keep all your notes for meetings, projects, all in one digital location.
Now, I've heard about bullet journals, but I'm not exactly sure what they are. Do you Do you have any inside information on those?
So I'm so glad you asked. Our next guest spot is actually going to address bullet journals because she loves them and she has a lot to say.
Okay.
I'm here with Andrea, and she has a really fun organizational tip, and Andrea and I have bonded over this quite a bit. We probably spend way too much time considering it, but I like, along with her gift suggestion, is she has like a little bit of a hack that I think might make it feel more manageable to most people. So I previewed enough without telling anybody anything, so go ahead, Andrea.
Yeah, so I'm one of those people who feels like a planner will solve all my problems in my world and make my life perfect. I just feel like planners are just so inspiring, and they help me to stay on track, and I am always on the lookout for what's like the next best thing when it comes to planners. But a few years ago, I was on Pinterest, and I was kind of looking through planners, and bullet journaling came up. And so I started kind of doing some more research on that and kind of gave it a try. And so I got my first bullet journal, and it's a moleskin bullet journal. Essentially what a bullet journal is it's essentially you can make it whatever you want to be. So if you go on Pinterest, you can get super overwhelmed because all these people do like all this artistry. Right. They're like, wow, that's so beautiful. But in reality, most of us don't have time to do that. But you can make it whatever you want to be. So for me, it's sort of morphed over the last few years. So it's moleskin, and it's, you know, like a leather cover, and then you can buy it lined, or you can buy it with like more like graph paper where there's actually like, you know,
the little dots.
Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, at first I was kind of like planning out my whole life, like my exercise routine and, you know, what books I was going to read and what activities I was going to do with my kids and journaling. And so you can kind of like incorporate any aspect of your life into it. Like if you want to plan, have a workout plan, put your workout plan in it.
Sure.
If you want to document what happened that day, you can make a journal.
Right.
So it doesn't really limit you that way.
Because it's just blank pages,
it's just blank pages,
right? And then you design what you want on that page.
Yeah, you can make your own index and that sort of thing. So I was really into that for a while, but it's kind of morphed over time. So I started getting kind of sick of having to draw every day. So what I did is I actually created these like printouts that I could it's like a sticker almost that has my week, and I could stick it in there and I would just write through my week.
I love
and it was
that.
Customized to what I needed.
Yeah.
And so I created it in like a PDF format, and then just it's made it a sticker.
And for our listeners here, so you can't see, Andrea's literally sitting here with a cup of coffee and her bullet journal, which has printed pages that were cut out and glued in, essentially.
Yeah.
I love that, because that's a hack. That's what always overwhelmed me. It was like, I don't have time. I want to. Like, I want to use all these pretty markers and make it look beautiful. It never looked beautiful when I was done.
Right? Yeah,
so
neither.
I love the idea of organizing, you know, in a some sort of design document and then pasting them in.
Yeah. So I just have my week laid out, and then I have what's going on the weekend, like different habits I want to make sure I'm incorporating every day, like, you know, working out or eating healthy or drinking my water. And then like my meal plan for the week, and then I have a gratitude log too, but you can make this whenever you want
it
to be.
Yeah.
And then I got kind of a little bit away from that, so it's sort of morphed, and now I'm just more back to like just basics, like, hey, this is my thought, I'm going to just document this in my bullet journal, and then I also use it daily for my like task list.
Sure.
So
it's
sort of morphed over time, but I will say I've probably used this the most out of any other planner that I've had.
Well, I love the fact that you said it morphs over time, because you can make it what you want. You can put it down for a while. You can come back to it.
Yeah.
So, perfect. Well, we're going to have a link to that bullet journal in our show notes. And also, if you are passionate about bullet journals, feel free to, you know, send a shout out to us or some comment on our social media. I'm sure Andrea and I can figure out a response. Or if you have a question, we'd be happy to interact with you. So thank you, Andrea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as promised, we wanted to talk about some other gifts. So I think that in a learning and development company, if we didn't talk about coffee and tea, but I'd say coffee, we would be remiss. So
that's for sure.
So then the question is, okay, what coffee do we recommend and all of that? But we're going to say shop local. So I'm going to recommend find coffee roasters in your own hometown. And so for this segment here, we're going to recommend a couple located near us. A personal favorite of mine is from Kalamazoo Coffee. If you're not familiar, Kalamazoo is in Michigan. But Kalamazoo Coffee offers three blends called their nut blend. So it's a whole bean, and they actually have little chunks of nut in the beans. And so when you grind it, you actually get this really rich I actually won't buy any other kind of coffee at this point. So, but they have something, it's very, again, appealing to sort of like your aesthetics. They have these really interesting cartoon characters on the front. And there is a Filbert Hills hazelnut, which is one of my favorites, a maple walnut, and then also a southern pecan that actually literally has little chunks of nuts in it. So that's Kalamazoo Coffee. Another local company we have in Michigan, specifically in Grand Rapids, is Shuil Coffee, which is S-H-U-I-L. It's also in the show notes for you. And then I also like to always recommend Black Rifle Coffee. That is a veteran-owned coffee company, and we're always happy and want to encourage support of them. So tea is another one. I don't know, Lon. Mm-hmm. I know you drink coffee.
And tea.
Yeah. We all. It's Michigan.
I don't limit my hot drinks to any one particular kind.
Exactly right. I don't know, Lana, if you have any recommendations for coffee or tea. Like you said, we don't limit our hot drinks. So
that's right.
So what about tea? Do you have some flavors or some brands that you particularly like?
Oh, I really like Good Earth tea, but really any kind of raspberry, black cherry, any of the more fruity flavors or mint varieties. I guess I kind of love them all. So
yeah, right. Well, and we're fortunate in Michigan with the cherry crop here, too, that there's some really interesting cherry tea. Mm-hmm. So that's always fun, too. Well, along with that, multiple members of our community recommended if you have that wonderful cup of coffee that you took extra time to brew or the tea, and then you walk away from your desk because you have a meeting, which happens all the time.
Right.
A mug warmer was one of the top recommendations to us, which tells you our priorities. So in the show notes, I put a list of a few. I will tell you that from personal experience, it's worth it to pay a little more and get one that has different settings. I have walked back to my desk before and either found my coffee burned in the bottom or scalding hot, and that, you know, makes a little unfortunate situation if you take a big drink. So but they're still not very expensive, maybe $25 to $30 range, or you can go all the way up to an Ember is one brand that has an integrated base with the mug. You can control the temperature from your phone. That would be ideal in a meeting, right? Control the temperature. And then we had a couple others. So this was kind of cute. You could get these t-shirts from anywhere, but one of the developers we talked to said they recommend getting a fun t-shirt that said, "I'm triggered" on it. Just, you know, if you use any of the software that we do, we're always working with layers and triggers. So, and then we also have a couple really interesting ideas here at the very end.
I am here with Nathan, and I think it's possible he had the most creative idea for a holiday gift. So Nathan, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so when I first started working here, and you know, it was a fully sit-down job, I was coming off of a job where I was on my feet for the whole 8 hours a day. So I started sitting here, I started to feel like how much my legs weren't being used anymore. And I remember that they have those little bicycle elliptical machines that you can just put under your desk. So
they're such a cool idea.
Yeah, you get the ones that are super heavy and they're powered by magnets or something. That's where all the tension comes from.
Okay.
So you're supposed to be able to just do a little bicycle pedal while you're at your desk. And because it's magnets, it's supposed to be super quiet and not disturb anyone around you.
I had not thought about that. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is a fantastic idea. I'm here with Blaine, and she has a couple of holiday gift suggestions for us.
Yeah, so I would say my couple of suggestions are going to be either a really good task chair, and that is going to be something that is meant for an all-day sit. So not every chair is meant to be sat in for 8 or 10 hours. So you have to be very specific about the ones that you pick for an all-day sit. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be something with lumbar support. It's going to be adjustable so that you have a 90-degree angle at your knees.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It can also be adjusted based on how you perch. So some people like sit forward, sit backwards. They, you know, bend their back or they curve it. And those things add up after a long day.
Yeah,
so
3 hours.
Yeah. So yeah. Picking a chair that can be adjusted to your specific seating style and how long you're sitting in it is a really important one.
Okay, that's great. And I had not thought of all those other features. That might explain some of the pain yeah. I have. So I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. And you can also, like, I'm really short, and so the desks don't always, you know, change and adjust to that height. So you can also add on certain things, like you can have a little stool at the bottom of your feet that help you to get that 90-degree angle, because it really does weigh on you over time. You'll feel it in your hips, and you'll feel it in your back. And then you won't be able to sit and work at your desk for that long.
All right, so I love that. This is a holiday podcast, so we're learning something yeah. new right now. 90 degrees
yes,
is important.
Yes, 90-degree angle okay. at the knees. Yeah.
Great.
My other suggestion would be for a coffee hot plate. So mm-hmm. those little ones that just fit one coffee mug that you can switch on and off. That's really great, especially if you don't like to bring your coffee into meetings. You don't want to go leave for an hour, come back, and your coffee is cold. Just leaving it there with the hot plate on is great. Some of them even adjust to multiple temperatures. So yeah, I have one like that.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It is really nice because I don't like it super hot, but I want it to be just right. And so that's a nice
one.
Are
you Goldilocks?
A little bit, yeah. It's like if it's very hot, it means one ice cube. But if it's cold, it's just a waste.
Well, great. Thank you so much. These are perfect ideas.
Thanks.
I'm here with Sabrina, and Sabrina is a very creative person, so I was excited to hear some of her ideas. For any of you out there who have creative professionals in your life, she has some really good practical ideas.
I would probably mostly recommend a sketchbook.
Oh.
I would just say that it's pretty necessary to have like a hardcover, that way they can take it wherever they want and it lasts longer, it's more durable, won't get bent. I would say also do a multimedia one for them, unless they have a specific media they like. That way you can use any type of material in them.
So like if I'm watercolor painting or I'm using markers, it's not gonna bleed through?
Right.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Or if you just like pencil, that works too.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever media you'd like.
Okay.
Depends on the person, but I like spiral best. That way I can work from different angles and it's more comfortable to hold.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I don't have a specific brand I'd recommend, but the Artica's hardcover multimedia sketchbook is pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I did put, for our listeners, I did put some links in the show notes too, so they can go ahead and look later.
Mm-hmm. I would probably also recommend some pencils for them. My favorites are the Faber-Castell refillable pencils. You're able to fill them with any type of weight of lead. So it can be like lighter pencil lines or
sure.
darker pencil lines. And I prefer mechanical pencils just because you can refill them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about that like annoying little like nub of a pencil.
So you're saying a classic number two doesn't work for you. Like you need something that you can work with a lot of different
Yeah,
ones.
Not for yeah. me personally,
right.
but I don't know. Maybe some
no,
people
no, no, no. That's good. I don't know any of this, so I'm really
yeah.
happy to hear you explain it.
And maybe just as like a final note or tip, other than like maybe if you want to get them like colored pencils mm-hmm. or like canvases.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Another recommendation would be like getting them some kind of like stick eraser or like the little block erasers. Because everyone's going to make a lot of mistakes and
yeah.
the little eraser on the end of the mechanical yeah. pencil isn't going to last forever. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you. Those are such practical ideas and I think from a perspective that I never would have thought of. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I saved the best for last. We've been talking about holiday gifts for the L&D professionals in your life, but I would like to introduce you to a member of our team named Lindsay. She has an amazing Etsy shop, and really, she offers gifts for anyone in your life that would be interested in this. So Lindsay, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Hi, yeah, my name is Lindsay. I own and operate the shop Rootless Handmade. So I make jewelry, necklaces, earrings from naturally found handcrafted wares. Most are found just from Michigan. I do mossy bark pendants and just really any nature-inspired, eco-intentional wares.
Great. And again, the name of the shop is?
Rootless Handmade. And you can find me on Etsy, or if you have an Instagram, it's Rootless Handmade there as well. And the link to my Etsy shop is in there.
Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Learning Well podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, please leave some feedback on whatever platform you're streaming on. We'd really appreciate it. We'll see you in the next episode.